How you doing, guys? Dr. Thompson here, Exemplify Health Center, Wellness Way affiliate, right here in Yorkville, Illinois. I don't know anyone yet who has done this testing. This is very important. I'm going to show you testing, immune system testing, on three separate occasions, and I'm going to give you when we did these specific things. The first one was a person, and yes, we have his permission. And this person that came in was, you know, basically type 2 diabetic, very high inflammatory markers, high triglycerides, tanked hormones, immune system not doing very good either. And so the testing I'm going to show you, the one that we I'm going to show you first, this was after he really worked on changing his life. And you're going to see the immune system doing just fine. It's doing great. But what I'm going to show you is I'm going to show you using medical testing, verifiable proof, immune system testing, of how from changing a lifestyle to getting the first, let me show it to you since I can't say it, the first, and then I'm going to show you after the second. And I'm going to show you the changes that took place in the immune system. And I'm going to show you exactly what that means. Now, this gentleman went from type 2 diabetic to no longer type 2 diabetic. Went from being able to hardly be able to, like, his goal is to walk a mile. He can run a 5K now. He completely changed his life. Now, he got this. He didn't want to, but he felt compelled to in order to keep his job. Can you imagine that? And I understand why men would do it. And this is what I tell you. It says, I can give you the information and give you the research. It's always going to be your decision. I know what my decision would be. I know what my decision would be for my family. I cannot make that decision for you. All right. So this is after him doing a really good job of changed his life. This was when he was doing absolutely amazing. Still is, except for his blood work now. So you can see when you look at this, you see all of these nice, all of these in within these ranges. But this is what I want you guys to pay attention to is this. Is I want you to look at the granulocyte account and look at the lymphocyte account. All of these things, these are basically, you know, just part of the immune system, which is kind of a basic panel a lot of doctors run. All of these immune cells perform a specific function. And when you look at it, you can associate it maybe the type of infection that they're elevated. You can see the type of infection that people will typically have, okay? So when you look at this, the biggest thing that you see is you say, everything is doing really well. So this is after the very first you-know-what. What you can see is we started testing an expanded immune system panel, and I said, hey, if you don't mind, I want to see how your immune system is responding after the first you-know-what. Here's what's interesting, is you see the CD8 cells started to jump way up. So you see these CD8 cells start to jump way up. Now, let me turn the camera around. Let me tell you what a CD8 cell actually does. CD8 cell is called a suppressor T cell. It's also known as a killer T cell. What do killer T cells actually do? Well, what these are sniper-specific cells, and they are designed to kill virally infected cells that are literally wearing the virus on the surface of the cell. Think of spike protein. And it's also killing cancer cells. That's the job. They're very sniper specific. They don't do a lot of collateral damage, but I want you to think anything that is virally infected. So when you look at this, you can see those CD8 cells after the first, you know what, you can see they start to jump up. They're saying, hold the phone. What is going on here? We need to start killing off these cells that are expressing a specific, I don't know how you say it, spike protein. I said, okay, if you don't mind, I want you to get it after you get the second, you know what, I will pay for it. Just please let me do it for my research. I know that regardless, you're still going to do it. At least let's get some benefit from doing it so that we can gain some clinical data. If you don't know what the test is, it's very similar to how they measure progression of HIV infection. Okay. It's basically an AIDS test. So that was his first one. I want to show you this. The second one, we just got it back literally last night. Now, this is after the second. Now, I want you to look at this, and I want you to stay with me. Please stay with me, okay? So now what you see is you see that his granulocytes, look at how much they jumped up. Holy cow. These granulocytes are responsible for basically their neutrophils, their first responders, their emergency type cells. They're responsible for, they do have a viral component to it, but they're mostly for bacterial infection, and they also clean up tissue damage. Think of when you have tissue damage, like a pimple, like a scratch, like a sprained ankle. They're responders to tissue damage. And you look at this and you're saying, what on earth is getting damaged inside of the body? Then when you look at his lymphocytes, so his lymphocytes are things like his CD4 cells, CD8 cells, natural killer cells, his B lymphocytes that are producing antibodies, the very reason why they wanted to do it in the first place, to produce an antibody production. You can see how badly now that started to tank. And then what's interesting too is that you can see that his natural killer cells have absolutely tanked as well. Natural killer cells, guys, this is part of your innate immune system, okay? Now, what I'm not showing you is all his other numbers, but every single one of his lymphocytes are on the very lowest end of normal, and comparing it to the last one, they have absolutely tanked. So what is tanked? His adaptive immune system has absolutely tanked. Adaptive immune system, CD4, CD8, natural killer cells, his B lymphocytes, all of those things have actually just gotten pummeled within the month. Now, what has changed within the month? Gee, I wonder. He's still eating great. He's still exercising. He's still avoiding his food allergies. He's taking his supplements. So what changed in his environment? It was a toxin. I'll leave it up to you to understand what I mean by a toxin. So look at how that changed. So listen, no one told me anything. If I looked at this and said, hey, Dr. Nate, look at this blood work, because this is what we say. We say a person could be blind, deaf, and dumb. If a person could not communicate to me, then you say, show me x-rays, show me labs, show me that, and we could pretty doggone get it closely figured out as far as what's going on. I would look at this lab, and in 2 seconds, I would say, this person has autoimmunity. So I want you to think of this. The body's trying to handle some kind of tissue damage, but also the very thing that's designed to handle things like cancer cells and things that sell like virally infected cells has absolutely tanked. You look at this, how on earth can they ever say that it is working? If they have this low and it stays, and that adaptive immune system response persists, in which it's going to have a bad response to any other kind of viral infection. Let me ask you a question. Here's my question, guys, to the health experts out there, to the pathologists that are out there, to the public health experts out there. If you looked at that blood work, would you say that this person is very susceptible to having another viral infection? And maybe you just might call it a breakthrough infection. You know, like the kind that we're seeing right now, or maybe what we're seeing in Israel. Could it be that after this, maybe this is happening in a lot of people and leaving them wide open to have breakthrough infections after that? I want to know what it is doing to people. If you're a doctor and you are watching this, every single one of you doctors, become a doctor and start testing those patients who have gotten the second one, and start testing their immune systems, and start figuring out why.